Hey yo, and here we go. Another episode of We Talk Music is on the air and in your ear. I am the Crown Prince of Charisma, Mo. With me, Mr. Brett Podcast, the King of the Casters. But Brett, we often say this, it is not about us, and it could never be more true than today. Because I believe about 30 years ago when you and I started hanging out, I asked who your favorite band was. At the time you said it was Cinderella, and I don't think in that time any band has ever surpassed them. And with us is the man who came to prominence with that album, or with that band, and now has a new album out, solo album out called Rise, Mr. Tom Kiefer.
How you doing, guys?
Well, like Mo said, you know, we're doing good because we're happy to finally get a chance to talk to you. I mean, we've been listening to your music for 30 years, so yeah, it's good to be talking to you.
Well, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I appreciate the kind words.
Well, no problem. I mean, you know, we are here today, especially to talk about the new album, Rise, which came out September 13th. So why don't we just start out and you can tell us about Rise.
Well, it's a record that we got off the road after touring with my new band for about 6 years straight. And we got off, ended our tour dates at last fall, 2018, and decided that it was time for us to go into the studio as a band together. And since we'd been touring so much, we really wanted to capture kind of a live, raw feel, because we knew what kind of energy we were, you know, were able to reach on stage. So we locked out a tracking room and kind of set up all in the same room and really went for capturing the energy and the chemistry that the band had developed over the years of touring. And that was the approach we took to recording the record and trying to preserve those live performances as opposed to doing, you know, a lot of overdubs. So that's the approach we took. And the end result was the album Rise, which I think has a very raw kind of live feel to it. And we were just trying to bring the emotions of the songs to life in that room as a band together.
Now, one of the questions that I'll ask is about songwriting. I mean, when you talk about having so many years between albums, do you write songs a lot? And then did you have a lot of songs ready for this album?
The song ideas were all new songs from this band formed to tour behind my first solo record, The Way Life Goes, because that was recorded with session musicians and was made over a long period of time. So when we finally released that record, we had to go tour behind it. So we put this band together, and we've been out touring not only for the promotional cycle of The Way Life Goes, but also just, you know, the band had such a great chemistry and we all got along together so well from day one that we just kept touring even after the cycle for The Way Life Goes was done, to just kind of grow as a band and build ourselves out on the tour circuit and kind of turn people on to what we do and what our band is like. And during that period of time of being out on the road and becoming a band, if you will, Savannah and I were gathering song ideas. And when we got off the bus last year, like I said, and it was time to go into the studio, we looked at that pile of song ideas and started finishing them out and taking them into the tracking room with the band and cutting them. So, you know, the inspiration for the songs came over, you know, the period of time that we've been touring with this band for about 6 years. And those were, you know, gathering the song ideas during that period of time and then sitting down and looking at which ones seemed like the strongest ideas and finishing them up. And taking them straight in and recording them while they were fresh and hot. So,
you know, you've mentioned the band a couple times, and we had a chance to see you where we are in Calgary at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino in July of 2017. I think it was July 1st, 2017. Just a great show. It's a great band. Can you maybe tell everybody a little bit more about the members of the band, what they bring musically, but also maybe a little bit about who they are as people?
Well, I'll start with Savannah, who's my partner in crime. And, you know, we only a member of the band, but she also writes, you know, pretty much all the songs with me. She's an amazing songwriter. And it's, you know, it's really great to do that with someone that you share your life with, you know, and to be able to go on the road and tour and then share those songs that you wrote together, you know, as band members together is really cool. So, you know, she you know, as she produces the records with me, we co-write the songs together on stage. She sings, she plays percussion, she plays piano as a member of the band. So that, starting there, and then, you know, Tony Higbee was one of the first members of the band that we found, the guitar player, and he's an amazing vocalist, great guitarist, really creative in the studio, played some really complimentary parts to my guitar parts that I was bringing in as kind of like part of the songs, if you will. And, you know, he was finding the right complimentary counterparts to those. Really high energy performer. Billy Mercer on bass is just, you know, incredible musician as well. Very versed in the roots of where rock and roll all came from. He's got a very R&B feel, and he knows how to move that bass underneath the song and the band, like, to give it that motion. And he's complemented extremely well and locks very well with our drummer, Jared Pope, who was also a very, very schooled musician in the classics, you know, the stuff that where rock and roll was, that rock and roll was born out of, you know, the R&B and the blues. So they really complement the kind of songs that we write. We also have Kendra Chantel on vocals and percussion. She's a member of our band. She's also a great songwriter. She wrote one of the songs with Savannah and I on the record, Touching the Divine. And she's an amazing vocalist and brings a ton of energy with her voice and percussion and performance to the live shows. And Corey Myers rounds it out on the keyboards. And he's just an amazing keyboard player. I mean, the V3 work that he did on the record and gospel piano, like on The Demons, Waiting on the Demons, just, you know, great musician. They're all incredible musicians, but on top of it, really great singers as well. We have six very strong singers in the band. So the vocals, you know, the vocal stacks live are all real. There's no tracks running. And it was fun messing with all those different voices and textures in the studio and creating some unique stacks of vocals in the studio too was fun. And I would say, I'm just going to say in general, that's the musical side. And as you said, as people, I will just say in general, they're just the finest people that I've had the pleasure of working with and riding a tour bus with. Everybody's priorities in terms of walking on that stage are really in the right place. And it's to give the audience the best performance that they can. And that is something that really inspires me, because they really raise the bar every night, you know. And off stage, you know, we've all been really, really loyal to each other and had each other's backs. You know, we've been a family now for 6-7 years, and just really good, solid people, all of them, all the way around.
It's awesome. Now, Tom, one of the interesting things is that I remember the very first time that I heard your voice with Cinderella Night Songs and where I was. And I remember, you know, Mo and I were actually in the audience at the Key Club when you recorded the live album. But, like, so I'm interested in now, as you've progressed with your career, especially in the solo career, like, how does the new work that you do differ from the older work?
How does it? I don't know what you mean by defer.
Well, like, how is it different? How much do you feel you've grown from what you were writing with Cinderella?
Well, I think writing is the key word. I think stylistically, you know, I'm still making rock records, right? They're blues inspired or roots, American roots inspired hard rock albums. That's what the Cinderella records were. That's what I'm making. You know, with the new band or with The Way Life Goes. So any album, to me, the foundation of it is the songs. So the focus is always trying to, you know, write a good song. And that's sometimes takes some patience, because I've found the best method for that is to wait for the song to come to you. And as much as sometimes you want to force a song, you know, every time I've done that, that's exactly what it sounds like. It sounds forced. So, like I said, with this record, the song ideas were, I wasn't even thinking about writing the last 6 years. I was thinking about being on the road, having a great time, living my life, touring with this new band and being out there with Savannah, which was a new experience to be able to tour and ride the tour bus and have my wife be part of the band and do all that together. And it just inspired a bunch of song ideas. And that's what I mean by you wait for them to come to you. So I think that it's not a different process from the past work. You wait for those songs to come and you hope that you become better at that craft, I guess, is the goal as you go. And then try to capture that emotion or express that emotion when you get into the studio. So the process isn't really different in that sense. You know, I've always approached it the same way.
You never really been the type to sing just about girls and rock and roll and the simple things. You've always had a more mature look, I think, in your lyrics and your message and the lyrics, and that's come across. It comes across on Rise as well, with, you know, even more time and a chance to look at life and an understanding of it. I think it's evident. And, you know, I have to tell you, I mean, it's a fantastic album. Rise is the song that is the Airworm song for me. It just sticks in my head and I keep singing. But my favorite song is actually Hype. I love Hype. I think that's a great rocking song. That the type of song, though, that I know you've had your vocal difficulties. Are certain songs like that are the ones that you prefer not to sing every night? I mean, that one just sounds like you're just ripping so hard to get that song across the way you want it to.
Yeah, any vocal coach will tell you that there's a right way to scream and a wrong way to scream. So that screaming doesn't tear you up as much as maybe it sounds like what I'm doing on Hype. There's a proper way to support that. So I wouldn't say that one from this screaming standpoint is any harder on your voice. The cadence of the lyric, because there's not a lot of room to breathe. Now that's a different story on Hype. that makes it a little harder to sing than something that maybe has a lot more air in it, like Waiting on the Demons. There's a lot more space between the lines. So sometimes the amount of time you have to breathe is what makes a song harder than anything, than the notes or the sound that you're actually making. So I sang Hype live when we were cutting it with the band. That is one that I did go back and overdubbed a lot of the lead vocal, whereas a lot of the songs I didn't. I kept the track that I actually sang with the band when we tracked. Hype was one that I went back and kind of worked on a little bit more in the overdub process because of that. You know, it's such a constant vocal cadence. So that's one. It's not in the set yet. It probably will be at some point, and that will be one that I will have to definitely woodshed a bit.
I think it's just an awesome song, and unfortunately, we our time with you is cut fairly short today. It's too bad. I think we could talk about this album and songwriting and these things for so long. I just want to thank you, though. I mean, we mentioned that we saw you at the Deerfoot Inn Casino. We saw you in the Clee Club. We saw you in the Saddle Dome in Calgary here with Slaughter many years ago. There's never been a point where we've seen you, regardless of everything else going on, that I never felt that you didn't just leave everything on the stage. The Deerfoot Inn Casino, I was worried somebody was going to have to carry you out. You just gave us everything. It means so much. You know what? For us, it meant so much. When you give that to us, we want to give it back to you as part of the crowd. I know Brett probably has something he wants to say, because, you know, like I say, you're being his favorite for so long. But I just want to tell you, Rise is a great album. The Way Life Goes was a great album. But I really feel like your best stuff is still yet to come, Tom.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm so happy that your voice is back and seems as strong as ever. So, I mean, honestly, we wish you nothing but the best in the future. And truly hope that that you can keep recording for many years to come.
Well, I'm sure I will. We're just getting started with this one, and we're we've been having fun playing some new tracks live in the show, and it's been well received. So we have more dates planned for next year, and we're gonna keep on the trail there.
Thank you so much, Tom. And, everybody should check out Rise, available pretty much everywhere everybody wants now. And thank you very much for your time. Again, it's been an absolute pleasure. And honestly, I hope you keep recording, because that way we can talk to you again. And next time, hopefully, we'll get longer. We got to about question 3 out of, about 500.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry we got mixed up on the phone there. But I'm sure we'll talk again at some point.
That's great. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right,
brother. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
My world has been falling, days upside down. The sky is a new shade of black. I breathe in the fire, exhale the dark. Somehow it always creeps back. Feeling my heart the way it'll fly, seeing the light burning out through my eyes. Proud last mile, shining the rain, I'll stand again. I'm gonna rise. Sky is a new shade of black.